Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. Do you have about 15 minutes to hear about five fabulous old garden roses? On today's broadcast, Sydney Wade joins us. She's from the Rose Petals Nursery, and she's here to talk about five old garden roses that we think you'll want to grow. Stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Sydney, welcome to Rush Chat.
Thanks, Teresa. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, Sydney, I just love your mission statement, preserving history one rose at a time. I will be the first one to admit that sometimes that history becomes more important to me than even the rose. I can fall in love with the history of a rose before I actually fall in love with the rose. So you have so many to talk with us about tonight that have these rich, beautiful stories. So I want to start out with Mutabilis. And by the way, just what color is that rose?
It's actually tricolor. It's most folks refer to it as a butterfly rose. It goes from yellow to pink to crimson, and simply beautiful. Down here, it does wonderful, and we have complete disease resistance in a no spray garden. Rose Petals is a no-spray garden, organically or chemically. So we grow things just as in nature, as it would be in an old home place or a cemetery, and where there's no one to care for them. Of course, with care, they thrive. But Mutabilis is a great rose. We have an exciting new thing to offer, a new rose to offer. We have come across a chance seedling of Mutabilis, which is a yellow Mutabilis. It was discovered in 97 in Bermuda, and it blooms yellow and it ages to white. It is not at all the tricolor. The bloom is, when it buds up, it's yellow with a red stripe in it. It's just striking. And we are so pleased at Rose Petals Nursery to be the first to offer it in the United States.
I saw a picture of that online. It's absolutely stunning. Such a beautiful yellow. And then that creamy color that it becomes is just lovely.
Well, thanks. We think so, too. And we're excited to be able to help the Bermudians put it all through the United States. It's Helga Boucher helped transport it to Europe, but of course with our import laws here in the States, it's a little more difficult. So we're real excited to be able to offer it at Rose Petals.
Now, Mutabilis is a part of the Earthkind collection. Is the yellow one, has it had enough time to be a part of that collection as well?
No, it has not.
Well, it sure is pretty. So tell us a little bit about what zones these roses are going to be hardy in.
They're China roses, so they're going to be kind of cold sensitive, especially in the upper zones. Folks who follow roses know the different classes that will do well in their zones, and sometimes we've had folks that push that, but typically, they're not real hardy in the cold zones.
I definitely am one of those who push. I have not pushed that one yet, but I am definitely one who pushes. I try to find a warm wall or a big pot and so I can bring them inside. So I like to push the envelope on that. Now, another rose.
I wish you could have seen them.
Another rose that I'm quite crazy about, even though I don't have it, but Chris and I had the pleasure of seeing Lamarck at P. Allen Smith's beautiful rose garden in Arkansas. So what can you tell us about the history of this rose?
Well, of course, it's a noisette. And so those are our American roses. Those are out of South Carolina. It was bred in 1830 and named for General Lamar. It is kind of one of the first noisettes that has a hint of yellow. Of course, it does fade to white here in Florida, but it is was a highly sought after color back in the 1830s when it was first bred. It's very fragrant and disease resistant, blooms in color in clusters, and we are excited about another clone to the Lamart family. This particular one was found or brought to the Heritage Rose Foundation by the Atmore family. It had been growing in front of their wedding cake Victorian, their family home in Santa Paula, and where it's still growing. And they approached the Heritage Rose Group and said, please, can you identify this rose? And of course, it is Lamar. So we are referring to it as the Atmore Lamar. However, one of the female family member's name is Ambrosia, and which fits Lamar just perfectly. So we are excited to be able to offer that clone for those folks who like to grow a certain provenance. For instance, if you wanted to grow things just from Indiana, or, you know, there are some folks who want to grow things just from Florida, this rose is, the provenance is California, and it's from the 1800s. So that's kind of neat for those folks in California.
I get to spend a lot of time in California. I have family there, and as soon we'll have my second grandson there. So we're kind of on baby watch here. But all over California are roses. Roses love California, and California love roses. It's so fitting that that one would be there. It is just a very, very exciting place for roses. So that is a great story. And it's Atmore Lamarck?
Yes. That is its name, and it is available at Rose Petals Nursery.
Great, great.
Yes.
Now, when you and I talked earlier, you talked about a rose that I have not heard of, so I'm very excited to hear about Dolly Dudley.
Well, this particular rose is very dear to our hearts. This particular state park that Dolly grows is just a mile up the road from the nursery. My husband and I have been active at the state park for nearly 15 years. He is currently the president of the CSO there at Dudley, all the volunteers that run the park. It is an 1800s homestead that is not a replicated homestead. The family did donate it to the state of Florida in the late 1980s. There are many roses that grow on the farm, and several of them have been identified as being certain cultivars. Others have not. Dolly has not been identified as being any particular cultivar. This particular rose was named for the grandfather's first granddaughter. He gave it to his son and wife when his first granddaughter was born. Her name was Mary, but their pet name for her was Dolly, and that was back in 1878. And I would love for you all to tell and know that this particular shrub or a rose bush is still in existence, alive and well, growing since 1878 at the park today.
Oh, my goodness. Now, tell us a little bit about what the rose looks like.
It looks like a mini China or a Laurentiana. The bloom is no larger than a dime. Pink. And it reminds me of little earrings all over the rose, just little dots on the ear. And the leaves are very small. The plant probably only grows here in Florida, it grows larger than most areas, but maybe a foot and a half, 18 inches by 12 inches. Very, very short front of the bed material.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely wonderful. I found one in Sacramento at the city cemetery there that is very similar to Dolly, called Abbott and Barnes Family mm-hmm. Rose. And it is from Calaveras. And it came by way of California by wagon train from Arkansas in 1857. So I'm growing them side by side, trying to see if they're exactly the same. But Dolly is available at Rose Petals Nursery, and it is quite a unique rose.
Well, it's obviously a hardy rose if it's been around so long and probably has not had very much care, if any care, for many of those years. So what an incredible story.
Grows in straight sand because the garden at Dudley is a swept garden. There's no mulch, no pine straw, nothing around the roses. It's a swept garden. They were always afraid of fire. So can you imagine straight sand with no organic material, no irrigation?
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine that at all.
I know.
I just can't even imagine it at all. We're always trying to combat clay here in the Midwest. So, you know, we have our own demons here. But, well, thanks for the lovely story. Now, we have one more rose that we want to talk about today, and that's Paul Neron. Tell us about this one. I read that it's almost thornless.
Well, it is almost thornless. It's it's a France, from France in 1869, a hybrid perpetual. It's been described as the largest flower of any rose.
Mm.
Imagine. The fragrance is to die for.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly makes, it's a lilac rose-colored rose, mm-hmm. and stands up on long, tall stems, so it makes a good cut flower. And for those of our friends who live up north, it can grow in zones 4B, all the way up mm-hmm. to 4B. It's about a 6x4, mm-hmm. so it would be a middle of the rose bed rose. And it was named for a medical student who had died after fighting the fatigues of war in the late 1800s, which I think is kind of a special story.
It is a special story. I do not have this rose. It's an absolutely gorgeous rose. I've seen it at the Biltmore. There's a whole bed of it there. And when we were there last year, it was in full bloom and just stunning. So I have a beautiful picture, but I don't actually have this rose. But maybe I do need it because I'm 5B, so this would be very hardy in my neck of the woods.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I wanted to tell everyone that these roses, again, are all available at Rose Petals Nursery. Our website is rosepetalsnursery.com. You can certainly give us a ring. We can order online. We do ship to the lower 48 year-round, and they are in one-gallon own-root pots. Our in-stock listing, which is our in-stock tab on our website, can be trusted as what we have in stock as I update it daily. And as you mentioned before, our mission is to preserve history one rose at a time. We are currently at the peak, probably a little more than 1,000 by now. We're constantly accumulating. Folks are bringing us roses that they want us to keep, or sending us roses they want us to keep in commerce that are mm-hmm. have not been in commerce for some time or are at the point of extinction that we can offer in the United States. So please shop with us and pass roses around. We try and keep the prices reasonable so that folks can continue to grow these roses and they don't end up not with us any longer.
so many of my roses are old garden roses, and they're friends to me. When I go out and, you know, I look at them, I see their story, and I feel attached to the ones who grew them before. And that is just a great part of the experience that I have growing roses. And I would say to our listeners, do go to rosepetalsnursery.com. It's a beautiful website, and she keeps it up to date, and you'll know just what's available. And you can also follow them on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat Podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.